Hi, it is June 12th, and welcome to the Joel McLaughlin Show. And I'll be right back after I play this public service announcement from the ARRL.
In the early hours after the tsunamis, it was ham radio that was on the air saving lives.
Supplies are en route. Food is coming up in the convoy about a mile and a half back. Roads are somewhat passable.
When Florida was ripped by hurricanes, the hams were there.
Okay, we'll deploy the communications volunteers as soon as we get to the area. We're about 30 seconds out.
In the critical moments after the attack of 9/11, it was the hams who coordinated emergency messages.
Copy number one. Message number one from Red Cross Evacuation Shelter.
Can you hear us now?
Antennas are up. Everything looks good. We are in communications with the Capitol.
Ham radio works when other communications don't. To learn how you can become a ham radio operator, call the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, at 1-800-326-3942.
The Emergency Communications Center has been set up. We're on the air. Communication is good. Good job, fellas. This is W1AW out.
And that was from the ARRL. This really good organization here. And they are trying to preserve the hobby as it stands. But at any rate, on with the show. Since the last show, we had Revenge of the Sith, and I went and saw it on opening day. Let me tell you, don't be turned off by episode 1 and 2. Episode 3 was phenomenal. I'll leave it at that. I got a lot to talk about today and a very short time to do it in. In any case, there's quite a bit going on in the Apple world. Apple, as you know, this week has decided to switch to the Intel processors. Intel, for many years, had been maligned by the Apple community, but now, all of a sudden, some of the Apple community is embracing them. I'm not exactly sure if it's the right idea. I don't really support the move to Intel. I understand why they have to do it, but I don't have to like it. I don't have to think it's a smart move either. This could end up spelling the end for Apple. I hope not, but, you know, we'll see. What kind of machines that Apple makes. If they continue to make the good machines that they always have, well then, that is an awesome thing. And in any case, this show itself is being made on a power PC G4. It's a, 12-inch, PowerBook, and it really works well. I don't have any problems with the PowerPC platform. I work on it at work. I use Power 5 at work, and it works very, very well. In case, I think that's it. I'm going to go ahead and cut it short, do a few editing chores on this one, and get going, and start making notes for the next show. This is Joe McLaughlin. You can reach me at gorkon@gmail.com. That is gorkon@gmail.com. And everyone have a pleasant weekend.